Hello again, Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. I wanted to talk about last night's Saturday Night Live. Real quick, there was a normal episode in the feed earlier this morning on Sunday, so don't miss out on that episode. Recapping other headlines really quickly, John Mulaney and Olivia Munn reportedly had a baby right around Thanksgiving. They kept that secret. And Louis C.K. has dropped a new special available on louisck.com. All right, last night's Saturday Night Live, the Washington Post writes, in a first for SNL, hours before an episode was set to air, producers scrapped the planned show and sent most of the cast home. They had put out a statement saying, due to the recent spike in the Omicron variant and out of an abundance of caution, there will be no live audience for tonight's taping of SNL. The show will have limited cast and crew. I stayed up to watch the beginning. The show kicked off at 11:30 p.m., told us it was pre-recorded. Tom Hanks showed up. Paul Rudd was your scheduled host, but Tom Hanks walks out and said, thank you, surviving crew members. He noted that SNL had planned to do its big Christmas show and induct Paul Rudd into the Five Timers Club. Those are celebrities who have hosted the show five times, but because of the surge of Omicron in New York City, they were not able to do that. Hanks joked, but I came here from California, and if you think I'm going to fly 3,000 miles and not be on TV, well, you got another thing coming, and I'm not alone. Isn't that right, Tina? Tina Fey walked out, and boy, Tina Fey needs an audience or a laugh track because she was not funny. She joked, and this is not the smallest audience I've ever performed before because I've done improv in a Macy's. This next exchange should have been funny, but it fell flat. Hanks said to Tina, thank you for joining me. As you know, I started the Five Timers Club, the joke that should have gotten a laugh. Oh, like you started COVID. It totally fell flat to the, I don't know, five people in the room. But I was watching it on the couch. Her delivery, she just did not nail the joke. In case you don't get the joke, Tom Hanks was early in the pandemic. I think the first celebrity we heard that he had COVID when he was down in Australia. Remember that? So Paul Rudd comes out to the stage, explains that he's extremely disappointed. Kenan Thompson, who was the one cast member who stayed behind, came out and gave Paul Rudd his five-timer jacket. Then they did a pre-recorded thing with Steve Martin and Martin Short. They were beamed in with a simultaneously congratulatory and insulting message. That fell flat as well. So as I'm watching this on the couch, the whole episode just felt weird. Again, totally get it. I'm not saying like, oh, SNL sucks, but as a TV show, a dude on a couch was watching, it just wasn't clicking. Paul Rudd explained that the show would be a mix of new stuff and some old clips, comparing it to the Beatles documentary. A lot of old footage, but enough new stuff that you're like, okay, I'll watch that. They took a pretty long commercial break, and I think the only reason this episode even aired was it was right before the holidays. It felt like a high commercial load, and NBC, I guess, wanted to bank the dollars. The first sketch, Paul Rudd as director Casey Homegoods, who wants Evelyn and Eileen, played by Aidy Bryant and Kate McKinnon, telling us what they really want for Christmas. Since usually mothers tell their children not to bother with gifts, what do they really want? Grandchildren. This sketch, I just couldn't focus on it. It was bad, and this is batting in the leadoff spot again. Totally get that they're scrambling to put a show together and they didn't have too much in the can, and at least this was new, but this was a bad, bad sketch. I hung in there, then they did another commercial break, and then they came back with the old Justin Timberlake Dick in a Box sketch, and I'm like, whoa, it's 11:45 at night and you're showing rerun sketches, I'm going to bed. So I went to bed, got up this morning and skimmed the clips. I'm sharing them throughout the day on the Daily Comedy News Facebook group. One that I think deserved a lot better is a sketch about the life of Pete Davidson. It's called An Evening with Pete. It starts with an homage to Raging Bull with Pete Davidson himself in the year 2054, reduced to a nightclub act, regurgitating his SNL hits, sometimes only after the audience insists. I thought it was pretty funny, Pete making fun of himself, and the sketch deserved better. If the live audience had been laughing along and we were all able to have shared laughter, I think that sketch would have really flown, deserved a lot better, but it was pretty good. Weekend update, it did happen. Tina Fey subbing in for Colin Jost, Michael Che joked, it's not what you think, Colin's having work done. Some of the jokes. Time Magazine has made Elon Musk Person of the Year. You can read more about it on your phone while your Tesla is self-driving you into a lake. It was revealed that on January 6th, three Fox News hosts texted Mark Meadows to urge him to get Trump to call off his supporters. And you know you've gone too far when Fox News is like, somebody better calm these white people down. German police have broken up a plot by anti-vaxxers to kill a local official over vaccine mandates. It's a classic conflict between Germany's two favorite things, violence and rules. Tina Fey pointed out that Tom Hanks cracked up at that one. At the end of the episode, Hanks, Fey, Thompson, Che, and Rudd gathered together, all wearing masks, to bid viewers farewell. Chris Rudd also gave a shout-out to Charlie XCX for rehearsing so much for a performance that never happened. Rudd said, "I know it wasn't the Christmas show you expected, but that's the beauty of this place. Like life, it's unpredictable. As my good friend Tom Hanks once said in a movie, life's like a big weird chocolate bar. Sometimes it's delicious, other times it's got that orange cream filling in it. And it's like, okay, it's not what I would have chosen, but it's better than nothing." So they gave it a try. Not sure it worked, but they banked the commercial dollars. Again, there was a normal episode in the feed earlier today. Tomorrow is a normal episode. On tomorrow's episode, which I recorded on Friday, you'll hear me speculating that a Louis C.K. special may have come out. It did indeed come out. And that's your comedy bonus news for Sunday morning. See you tomorrow.